Good evening, everyone. Actually, I shouldn't say good evening because some of you are calling in or will be calling in from around the world. So I'm simply going to say welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Nadine, and I'm welcoming you into this part of this series called Whispers on Wings. So I would like to talk a little bit about Whispers on Wings, but for just a moment, I'd like to feel the excitement in the air of everyone who is joining us. Some of you will be joining us via the phone. Some of you will be joining us via recording, so we'll be listening to this at a different time. And some of you are actually here in the room with me. To make this recording one that will serve everyone, I'm going to keep the class on mute. And the reason I do that is the last class I did with this series, we had some people who were listening to this as a recording, and they were mentioning that it was a little difficult for them to join in with the conversations when people were sharing. It was just difficult for them to hear. So this time, I thought what I would do is simply keep us on mute and allow you, when it is time to share, that you reach out to someone in your community, in your friendship circle, either with somebody who's doing similar work with you, a friend who might understand, or you're absolutely welcome to reach out and call me and share what you're having, what your experiences are for yourself. So if you would, everyone would just take a nice deep breath and be excited about this class. We're going to meet for the next 3 weeks, and this is called Whispers on Wings, a series, part one. And what we're going to be doing in this first part of this class is being introduced to some of my very dear friends. And I get choked up when I think about these guys because they've been with me for years, and we've walked a very tight path together. And it was about 6 months ago that Archangel Michael said he wanted me to present them in a way that everyone has access to them. You see, there's been a course of study, or I guess a little bit of my background is I have been studying how to change energy, how to shift our emotional, what I would call our emotional baggage from doubt and desperation and dissolution and all those D words into delight and delicious and L words like lavish and luscious. And that shifting of energy is what I call alchemy, where we're changing from one form of energy into another form of energy. And I have been on a path for many, many years. I think I would say I started this path back in 1998, 1999 time frame to learn how to master my alchemy, to learn how to master that shift of thought and emotion so that I could walk in a present time, present moment. And along that journey, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel have become a huge, huge part of my journey. And when Michael stepped forth about 6 months ago and asked, would I be willing to present them in a way that is accessible to anyone, not just those people who might be coming behind me in my studies or walking beside me with my studies, but to anyone. So if you listen to this recording or you're participating tonight, and you have somebody else who would like to participate with us, have them reach out. The recordings will be available, and when we're complete tonight, I will edit out anything that might need to be edited out, which I'm not seeing a whole lot there. But if there are things that need to be edited out, I will clean up the recording tonight and then send it out to you because you will have homework. So take a breath on that one. Yes, you'll have homework. This is homework that has literally been assigned by Archangel Michael, and that's who you'll get to meet tonight, is the main man, the main gem. So a little bit about Yeah, they said they would like you to know a little bit about me. It's very rare that I introduce myself and tell you where my background is, but it seems that it is important for this round of people listening to this recording or participating in person or participating on the phone. So I actually started my career, if you will, as a high school mathematics teacher. And in that part, teaching high school mathematics, there's all kinds of wonderful challenges that happen with the students in class. And I did the best I could with the tools that I had at that time. And since leaving the teaching profession, I have discovered there's quite a few bit of tools on how to ground a room and how to own ourselves, how to manage our energy, that would have really greatly helped in that environment of teaching high school. However, during my upbringing, because I'm going to back up before I actually started teaching high school, I came into this round of humanity, if you will, knowing that I was a healer. And yet at the same time, I was in an environment that was very judgmental, very much fire and brimstone Christianity, where there was a huge belief in you will go to heaven or you will go to hell. There was a definite line of what you were allowed to say, how you were allowed to act, how you, that perception of showing up in the world. And so here comes this little child, is 2.5 years old, knowing that she's a healer and performing things, go walking up to people and seeing where they have blockages in their energetic field and taking that bad, what I as a child would say bad energy or black energy, and moving it. And that was very frowned upon as a child, especially in the environment I was in. And so you can imagine I grew up really stepping back from that gift or stepping back from the ability to move energy. And I hid for quite a long time. And so it wasn't until I was actually 32 that I stepped from behind that fear of, oh my gosh, they're going to kill me. They're going to judge me. They're going to take everything away. I hid behind that for quite a long time. But when I was 32, I stepped out from behind that veil and said, it's time for me to allow the world to see who I am. And in that process began my path to mastering my alchemy, mastering that shift of energy into who I am today and where I stand. So along this path, going from being a high school mathematics teacher, going, blowing through that, probably the wrong word, blowing through that, because it didn't really feel like the wind was blowing too much there. However, what I mean by that is there were skill sets I learned as a teacher that didn't allow me to show the angel side of who I am. There was still a lot of rigidity, a lot of structure that I hid behind. So I left the teaching profession and actually shifted into a couple other jobs before I pursued my avenue to become a naturopath, which is a natural doctor, which is basically a teacher. And then in the course of my naturopathy, stepped back into teaching and stepped back into embracing all that I am, 100% embracing all that I am, and bringing forth that claim that I am a healer and I do walk with these amazing beings of light who just happen to not be in form, meaning they don't have physical bodies. So in this class, in Whispers on Wings, there will eventually be three parts to this series. Part one is what we are doing right now. And part one is we will be introduced to and build a relationship with Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Raphael. They have said that the basis of this three, these three, this triad that is going to come forth, we build the structure with these three. We build this relationship with each of them, And then we're going to intertwine your relationship with each of them, really anchor them into your beingness before we go on to part two of the series. And in part two of the series, we will be working with healing different aspects of ourselves with archangels. And then in part three, we will be working on the creation, how we create with angelics. And in that, in either part two or part three, I'm not sure exactly where he will step in, but Archangel Uriel says he will be playing with us as well. So take a breath with me. And we have a little member of the animal kingdom. My little kitty cat has joined us, so he will probably vocalize. And you may hear him on the recording. So say hello to Little Bear. He will let himself be known if there's a course for that. So hopefully by now you have received your email that said we're beginning class tonight and you needed to bring some supplies with you. And those supplies include some way to take notes if you like, but definitely a way to journal. Some people like to journal with a notebook. Some people like to journal on their computers. I've seen people journal on scraps of paper. It does not matter how you journal. What it does matter is that you have a journal. Specifically for tonight, we will need paper to draw on or color on and some type of coloring equipment. So those could look like crayons. They could look like pens or colored pencils. So whatever items you need, would you take a few moments to walk around and gather those items so that you have all of the tools that you will use tonight? So again, some type of paper, crayons, colored pens, colored pencils. It's up to you. And a notebook, someplace where you can do journaling. And I will give us about 2 minutes to go gather your supplies. One more minute, and then we will officially begin our class. For those of you just walking around, this is the time where we're gathering up all of the supplies we need for tonight. And those supplies include a way to journal, and a place where, and this might be in your journal as well, a place to draw, to color, to write, to take notes. Archangel Michael is in a very, very creative mode tonight. Alrighty, welcome everybody. Hopefully by now you all have your supplies sitting out in front of you. And would you open up your journal or on your piece of paper, would you write that we are absolutely beginning Whispers on Wings? Now if you look at Whispers on Wings, you'll notice that it is a W, an O, and a W. Wow! And I thought that was kind of funny when this is the name that the angels said, this is what we would like you to call the class, and I wasn't getting it until I started writing out acronyms for the class. I thought, man, that's pretty cool, because we will have some wow experiences, or I will say, you are going to have some wow experiences that you get to journal about, and then write to me if you desire to share some of your experiences, but I definitely would like you to think of a friend that you might want to share your experiences with. Now, I will say that, again, people are participating in this class in person in front of me on the phone, so you're hearing me, and via recording, so you're doing it on your own out of this time zone. What I would ask is that you can share what we're doing, but please only share the recordings with somebody who has actually paid tuition for the class. That honors all of our work and honors the fact that there is an exchange of energy for that payment of tuition to receive what they would get out of the class. So I do ask that you don't just hand out the information and go, oh, yeah, yeah, here, take my notes or here, have my recording. I would ask that you do honor that. So you have your title on your book, Whispers on Wings. Today, if you're doing a date, is December 8th in the year 2014. So at the very top, would you write out this question? Why am I here? And question number two, what do I want to get out of this creation? So question one, why am I here? And what do I personally want to get out of this creation? And I'm going to give you 5 or 6 minutes to simply write out your responses to those two questions. Why am I here? What drew me to this work, getting to know Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Raphael? And I'm going to put myself on mute so that you do have quiet time that you can answer those questions for yourself. Why am I here? And what do I want to get out of this creation? For me, for myself. I will see you again in 5 minutes. take one more minute. Looking over, why am I here? What do I want to get out of this creation? Bring your writing to a close, to completion. And would you be pleased with yourself that you were able to bring to your awareness something you wanted to put your attention on? And that intention, that attention was simply writing down a few statements, maybe bullet points, maybe you did it in paragraph form, but to get clarity on what it is that drew you here and what it is you want to bring about, to manifest, to create for yourself. You see, I'm a firm believer that it's time for each of us to be very selfish. Bringing our focus within, into self, to do for ourselves. And Michael and Gabriel were very clear about this. It's impossible for us to create until we clean out. So this part of being able to have an intention is what you just wrote down. Here's my intention. Here's what I would like to bring about for myself in the course of these next 3 weeks or more that we may play together. And we're going to shift from just setting an intention to actually now putting our attention on your intention. I'm going to offer you my email, and actually all of you have written to me already because you had to send me something to communicate with me. So what I'd like to offer is that if you would like to share with me via email what your goals are, what your intentions are for yourself for this course, I would love to read them. And you can send those to drnadine111@gmail.com. drnadine111@gmail.com. That's the last you'll hear from that. So in this part of being very, very selfish for myself, yes, there's others of you on this line, on this recording. However, I want you to ground this class for you. So I'm going to teach you right now simply how to ground a room for yourself. So would you look around the room you happen to be sitting in right now? Would you imagine, with your beautiful imagination, would you imagine a ribbon or cord or string coming from each of the corners of your room, from the top corners, and from the bottom corners? So most rooms have four, so that would be four above you and four below you. Some rooms have some really bizarre little corners in them, so just have a string coming from all of your corners. Look around yourself, see all those strings. Would you gather all of those strings and dump them down the center of the room? That's one way to ground a room for yourself. A second way to ground a room for yourself is to simply look around the room and declare or claim mine. So would you also do it that way verbally? And since no one can hear you on the recording, would you simply look around your space? Even if you're outside doing this, would you look around and claim energetically your position in this class, mine? grounding it for yourself, claiming it for yourself. Ready? Go. Yay! Feels wonderful. Even though there's others with you, you have someone sitting on your left and someone sitting on your right, you are here all for yourself. So get very, very greedy is probably not the right word, but do this for you. Really, truly have it for you. So I told you what we're going to learn. We're going to be introduced to Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Raphael within these next 3 weeks. But why archangels? Why am I not playing with what I would call the regular angels? And, you know, it's just who I play with. Everyone has a guardian angel. In fact, some people have many, many angels who walk with them. However, the relationship I've been building is with these masters who are the archangels, the what I would call the hierarchy of the angelic realm. And each of the archangels have legions of angels who are in their clan, if you will, in their house, if you will. So when you call upon, say, Archangel Michael, you're not just calling upon him for assistance, but the legions of angels that walk with Archangel Michael. What I can tell you is from my learning and from my experience with these friends of mine is they were created to observe the creations of the creators. And you are a creator. Every day you get up, you create something in your world. Sometimes we do it unconsciously. Sometimes we do it very consciously. But at one point, the archangels were simply created to observe the creations of the creators. So another way of looking at this, because I'm sure every one of you have gone to see a movie at the movie theater. You walk in, you pay for your ticket. So here you are the archangel, you paid for your ticket, you walked into the movie theater, you sat down as the archangel to observe the creations of those on the screen. You watched the movie of somebody else's creation. And you had great joy. Sometimes you had great sadness. Sometimes you looked and went, wow, that's really interesting that they behaved that way. And like any great movie, sometimes you talk about that movie with your friends. Sometimes you remember the movie for years and years you remember the movie, but there's also movies or, quote, creations that the moment you walk out of the movie theater, you know you're complete with. You don't need to repeat that movie. So just like an archangel sitting in a movie theater watching, or you as the archangel watching this movie, they were at one point simply created to observe our creations. And along the journey, as we, as humanity, fell from a higher level of awareness, I'm going to just state it that way clearly. Some of you are playing with me in another class called Creating Your Personal Power Field. So I just want to tie that in, that there is a part where we had, at one point, fallen in our consciousness, our awareness, and we started making creations that got a little muddy, got a little murky, got off track. And at that point, if you've ever done this in your daily life, I know I have, where I started out with a creation and then I got delayed or my awareness went someplace else, so I left one creation. I do this when I clean the house. I walk into one room and forget what I was cleaning there. So then I go into another room, and I do partial cleaning there. And then I go into another room, and then, there's the pile of papers. And so all those little tasks that got started never came to completion. So maybe some dirt got gathered there, or another pile of laundry got piled up. Same thing happens in our creations in life, is sometimes, as we all have created, the creation got a little misdirected, but we kept creating, right? We kept going down this road and got a little off the path. And the archangel stepped in and said, we would like, and they, who did they step in with? They stepped in with what I would call Prime Creator. Stepped in with Prime Creator and said, we would like to have a different role. We don't want to just sit here and observe these humans. We would like to play a more active role in helping them find their way back home to the heart of God. So take a breath with me, because that's a big one. They ask for a new role, and that role is very much to be in assistance to us finding our way back home to the heart of God, finding our way back home to a higher vibration, finding a way back home to a better way of living, a higher level of awareness, a higher level of consciousness. And right out in front of that pack of archangels is Archangel Michael. He has literally been at the cutting edge of the cutting edge of the cutting edge, holding a light for all of us to see. And that's why he said, I want to be the first that you introduce. So I'd like to set the space for our work together. We're going to do this a couple ways. Everyone's grounded the room for themselves. And now I'd like us to energetically meet at the same vibration. We have energy wheels in our body, energy centers. The Sanskrit word for energy center or energy wheel is called chakra. And there are seven main chakras in the human body. The first one sits right at your tailbone, right at the coccyx. It's called your first chakra or the sacral chakra. About 2 to 3 fingers below your belly button is the second chakra. The third chakra sits about 2 to 3 fingers above your belly button. The fourth chakra sits right in the center of your chest. The fifth chakra sits in your throat. The sixth chakra sits right in the center of your forehead, sometimes known as the third eye. And the seventh chakra sits right at the top of your head. Those of you who have ever had children or have been around children, when a baby's born, the seventh chakra is that soft spot on the top of the baby's head. What I would like you to do, again, with your imagination or with your intention, would you simply allow your seventh chakra to meet me at crystal blue? It's a little brighter, a little darker than sky blue. So would you meet me at crystal blue? And would you do an internal check of your own physicality now that you've shifted to crystal blue? What does it feel like in my body to be at an awareness of crystal blue? Now, another way I'd like us to join our energy together is on your piece of paper, would you draw two triangles sitting side by side? If you can, make them equal in length, called an equilateral triangle. There's that mathematician coming forth. And an equilateral simply means that all of the legs are equal. So two triangles side by side. So on the right leg of the first triangle, can we all agree that our time together might bring some new concepts, some new experiences? And can you get yourself to a place of saying, I am allowing myself to have a new experience? And if you agree that you can meet at the word, that vibration of allowing, would you write the word allowing on the leg of the right side of that triangle? On the leg of the left triangle, left side, that same leg, would you write the word, I'm on an adventure. I'm really curious about what this is going to be for me. So can you allow yourself on one leg to have an adventure on the other leg? And then on the line that's on the very base of your triangle, would you write the word success? I came here to have a success, to feel successful, to be successful, as I'm on my adventure, and I'm allowing myself to have this adventure. I'm allowing myself to be successful. And take a breath with that. We're all sitting at the vibration of crystal blue, meaning all of our crown chakras, the tops of our heads, is sitting at crystal blue. And we're in agreement to be allowing a success, and we're going to have a grand adventure together. Now let's look at your second triangle. Here's where you get to pick three words of where you were on your list, those things that you wanted to create for yourself. Would you find three words? Circle them if you like. Pick any three that you would like, and would you now write those three words on the legs of your other triangle? So we have six words. Now there's a reason. Here's that mathematical part again. There's a reason we use a triad, a triangle, but triad is, and we're going to build this triad in other ways as we actually go through our class. In mathematics, there are what are called Platonic solids. They are also sacred geometry. And the definition of a Platonic solid is a shape where all the legs have the same length, all of the angles have the same degree, and all of the faces have the same area. And on Earth, this planet that we're bouncing around on right now, there happen to be five Platonic solids. The first one is a tetrahedron, and you started by drawing a base of a triangle. It has six legs. But all the faces are the same area, all the legs have the same length, and all the angles have the same degree. A square, or cube, if you will, is a Platonic solid. We have another, again, those of you who are playing with me in the Create Your Personal Power Field class know that we are building this thing called an octahedron. And all, again, by definition, the lines are the same length, angles same degree, and the faces have the same area. And that octahedron is your antenna that you're building that allows you to communicate with your higher self, it, just to put it very simply. There's another Platonic solid called a dodecahedron. That one has 12 sides to it. The octahedron has 8 sides, the cube has 4 sides. So tetrahedron 3, cube 4, octahedron 8, dodecahedron 12, and an icosahedron that has 20. Now we're not going to play with those in this. However, I just wanted to talk about the sacredness, the sacred geometry, so that if you're playing in another class, any other class, you can kind of weave your knowledge back and forth because we're on an adventure. If you were to take only 2 points, like a bicycle has 2 wheels, and if you go to stand that 2 points on a line and walk away, that bicycle would actually fall over. There's no stability with two lines. However, if you flip out on the bicycle, if you flip the kickstand down, it now has three points to stabilize it a little bit better. And there you get that third point. So the triangle is actually the first figure, if you will, that has great stability. And therefore, that's why I picked this, because we will, again, we'll build a tetrahedron later. Probably, I think, in class number three, we'll build a tetrahedron. But for right now, we have just a triangle, two triangles, one that has the words allowing. I'm on an adventure where I am a success. On the second triangle, you have put three of your words. And those words could be anything like balance, ease, fluidity, I want to learn and play and flow. Whatever those words are for you. And I asked Michael, you know, why are you asking these students to write these things out? And he says he wants you to be able to have a place to come back to in the weeks ahead, that you can look at those statements of, here's what I want to achieve for myself, so that you can be proud of your intention to create. And then when you experience that, you can come back and check it off and be pleased with yourself, be successful with your creation. And you're welcome to add more to the list. So I will encourage you, as the week unfolds, if there's more that you want to experience, write it out so that you can come back and have a point of going in and checking things off, and again, that internal success. So we're going to now shift gears in class, so you can put your papers down and get a little comfortable in your chair. I am going to ask those of you who are listening to this on a recording, or those of you who I'm not looking at across the room, would you please sit in a chair for this next piece of work? The reason we are going to sit in a chair is it keeps you more present, more conscious, where if you go lie down, there's a tendency to fall into habit, I lie down, I fall asleep. And we would like everyone to be present. So with your eyes open, would you look at your physical body, admire your physical body? This is a big thing, this physical body here. It's a big thing. You have one. The angels don't. They're in awe of you. You have a body. They don't. So be really gracious about this. There's some wonderful things that you get to do in this human body. So would you look down at your physical body? And would you find one thing that you really dig about having a human body? Like, I really dig having thumbs. Thumbs allow me to grab onto things. You know, like I can grab onto a pen or a jug of water. Or when I was a really coffee junkie, I could grab onto my mug. Coffee junkie, hot cocoa junkie, you know, whatever happened to be in the container at the time. But find one thing about your physical body that you absolutely are enamored with, you are in delight with. Maybe it's the fact you have toes and you can wiggle them, or ears and nose, something you really like about your physical body. Remember we said like. I like this about myself. Now, would you bring to mind one very cool thing that you get to do because you have this really cool attribute for yourself? What's one thing? What's another thing you can do with this really cool thing that you own about your body? like having thumbs. I could braid somebody's hair. That's kind of cool. Ooh, remember macrame? I could make macrame because I have thumbs. Now find one thing that you can do inside the house with this part of your body that you enjoy so well. What's one thing you can do outside with this part of your body? Especially if no one's watching. If no one's watching and you had all the world to yourself, what's one thing that's delightful, that's delicious that you can do with this body part? Or this thing about your body that you love so well. Now, would you allow your eyelids to close? And right out in front of yourself, would you imagine a big television screen? And on that television screen, would you watch a movie of you doing something really fun and outrageous with this body part that you absolutely love, dig, or enjoy with, are exuberant about? Remember, this is your movie. You can do anything you want. You can be wearing clothes, not wearing clothes. It can be any color. Just do something. Express yourself with that body part. And would you be pleased with yourself? Now, instead of watching that movie, would you step into that movie screen? And would you be in the movie and feel yourself acting out, playing, making the movements as you are in appreciation of this beautiful body part that you have, that performs in excellence, that has fun, that is in joy? And as you're having fun and as you're in joy, would you allow yourself to feel an appreciation of yourself, this part of you that's having so much fun? Would you appreciate this body part? But not just the body part, would you appreciate you? Would you like yourself as you're dancing or acting out this ability to move, this ability to express yourself? Would you be pleased with yourself as you are in motion? Take a breath. Bring yourself into present time, present moment on your breath. Your crown at crystal blue. Would you allow that internal vibration to shift from simply being pleased with yourself, of being in appreciation of yourself? Would you allow yourself to now love you? I love me. Look at my physical body. I'm so free. I'm so excited to be moving in this physical body, and I love myself. For those of you who are bumping up against the argument of, well, I can love myself, but come back into, I'm pleased with this body part I have. Look how cool my thumbs are. Take another breath. Let's be in appreciation with your crown at crystal blue. Being in your physical body. And now would you allow yourself to again move in your body? How does your body move? How does it dance? How does it jump? How does it do cartwheels? How does it play? How does it laugh? Do you have a particular smell about yourself? Maybe you've never asked that question of yourself before. What is my scent? What do I smell like to others? What is my texture? Am I wearing woolly clothes? Polyester clothes, frilly ruffly clothes, velvet clothes? What's my texture as I move and dance in this body where I'm so in joy with these different body parts that move? Get to know you. What is your own signature, if you will? This is going to be important here in a moment. You see, I'm about ready to introduce you to one of my friends. And I want him to see how amazing you are. So would you see how amazing you are? How much fun you're having in your body. How much joy you're having in your body. And can you tell yourself, I love me. Right here, right where I'm at, I love me. And now that you're all spiffy and dressed up, I didn't tell you to dress up, but I'm watching you all, and you all look very spiffy and very decadent would be a cool word, because you know you're getting to meet someone really special. Would you welcome into your presence my dear friend, Archangel Michael? Would you feel his presence as he steps right in front of you? Oh, would you feel that beautiful wave of love that he walks in, that he brings with him? And in the beauty of who you are, would you say hello to Michael? And would you hear his hello back to you? Would you look at the look on his face, the joy he has for being in your presence, for getting to know you. And would you breathe as you just stand in front of him, allowing yourself to look, to see, to know, this grand being who's here for you to build a relationship with you. So would you take a moment and introduce yourself? Be brave. Let him know your name. Would you walk around, Michael? Reach out and touch him if you like. How does he represent himself to you? Does he show up for you right now as a sound, as a color? Does he have a particular texture? Does he have a scent? Walk around him. Touch him. Make it real for you. And like any friend, you want to be able to recognize their voice, their smell, their look, so that when you're not in front of each other, you know, if you were to call me, I can pick up the phone, and maybe it'll take two or three words, but I know who I'm talking to. I recognize their voice. I recognize their signature. Or I get a card in the mail and I can tell by the writing, I know how they write. So would you get to know, as Michael is standing there, how does he present himself to you? Where does he stand in relationship to your body? At any moment in here, as I'm just allowing his energy to move in you, through you, and around you, when you know you're ready, would you allow your eyes to open? Would you grab your pencils, pens, crayons, and would you draw a representation of Michael, how he represents himself to you? On your page, on your journal, however this is, this communication for yourself. Things to note. Where does Michael stand for me? So that every time I'm walking, I know where he is. And ask him, will you always be here in this place? Or ask him, how do you move around for me? Does he have a smell, a scent that he shows up for you? I laugh because a few years ago there was a movie called Michael, and one of the characters always knew Michael was around when she smelled chocolate chip cookies. That's her truth. Michael knows that if I smell chocolate chip cookies, I'm in trouble. because I don't have an off switch with chocolate chip cookies, so he doesn't show up that way for me. I have friends who every time they see a feather, they know that's Michael. So what's his signature for you? How is he showing up for you? Draw it out, write it out. Is there a particular texture? Keep your crowns at crystal blue. Sometimes he likes to come into your non-dominant hand. So if you have that urge to write something or draw something with your non-dominant hand, go for it. Remember, you're on an adventure. You're allowing yourself to have this beautiful experience. And you are a success. Take about 2 or 3 more minutes to bring this portion to completion, your drawing for yourself. As you're drawing or writing out, some people like to journal this piece. This anchors this in your awareness, your consciousness of your friend, Archangel Michael. Ooh, he says, what would you like him to call him? Some people call him Mike. You know, that's the kind of relationship they have. What are you? How would you like to dialogue with him? For me, he's Michael or Michael. What's it for you? How would you like to address your new friend? Look over your diagram again. Is there anything else you'd like to add? And would you bring your drawing to completion? For now, you can come back and add as much as you would like to, but for now, bring whatever piece you're working on to to completion? And would you be pleased with yourself that you just allowed yourself to give yourself a physical, visual anchoring of your new friend? And then put your tools down. Would you simply allow your eyelids to close again? And with your eyelids closed, would you once again say hello to your friend and hear his hello back to you? Would you find that feeling within yourself of, wow, I really love myself? And remember that dance you were doing a little while ago when you were getting to know you in your human body, your signature, your smell, your texture, your sound, and with joy in your heart, would you now show yourself to Michael so that he can get an imprint of you and draw his own picture of you, this amazing being that you are? Would you allow him to touch you, to feel your texture, to smell behind your ears, to get that beautiful scent of you? To hear your sound. So that when he hears your voice, he goes, oh, yes, that's you. And would you shift from your physical body to your emotional body? All those emotions that you've wanted to show him, those emotions that you've wanted someone to soothe and comfort you, would you show him those emotions so he knows what those look like, that he may provide comfort? Would you show him your mental body? Here's the mind games I play with myself. Here's the chatter that runs through my head. Here's where my thoughts go. Would you show those to him? And would you show him your spiritual body? Here's where my knowledge has been of angels. Here's where my knowledge has been of you. Here's where my knowledge has been of me. Would you just show him where you are? Take a breath. Many say that Michael is illuminated by a violet ray from the source. For me, he always shows himself in crystal blue. So whatever color he showed you, however he represents himself to you, would you now, with your amazing imagination, would you create an infinity loop that's like a figure eight? Would you create an infinity loop of that color from Michael's heart to your heart, allowing that connection to now join your hearts together? And as this infinity loop is now connected between your heart, a never-ending loop, this figure eight, this infinity loop back and forth from your heart to Michael's heart, would you receive from him, as he now energetically gifts to you, would you allow yourself to receive? You see, Michael uses the integrity of the heart to shift out self-doubt. To shift out what he calls self-inflicted emotional pollution. And to shift out the individual shadow that you hold and the collective shadow of all humanity. So would you simply allow yourself to breathe in this beautiful ray of love? Allow yourself to receive as Michael shifts out this self-doubt into all the little crevices where you might have been holding doubt or worry. And I love this one. He shifts out self-inflicted emotional pollution. All that cloudy, murky emotional pollution that we inflicted upon ourselves. Simply breathe in this beautiful, I'm going to say blue because that's what you're all showing me, this beautiful crystalline blue ray of love back and forth as you receive from Michael, and in turn he receives from you as you allow yourself to stand in this love. Michael also cuts through illusion. He creates balance. He creates patience. He creates the development of our personal I am presence. Every time you say, I am, you are standing in this light. So let's try something. I am beautiful. I am abundant. I am human. I am magnificent. I am joy. I am. You fill in the blank. I am. I am. And again, allowing this beautiful love, this beautiful blue ray to shift out any self-doubt happening as you declare, I am. To shifting out any inflicted emotional pollution that shows up, that's foggy, as you declare, I am magnificent. I am beauty. I am abundant. I am masterful. I am creative. I am a creator. I am joy. I am peace. I am happy. You take a breath, allowing yourself to again receive from Michael. And he says there's something each of you have asked of him that you would like to experience just of him. So would you take a moment and ask him, will you please show up for me in this way, or help me resolve this issue, or show me the next step I can take on this path? Whatever your question is, would you take a moment now to ask of Michael? Once again, would you allow yourself to receive? Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Michael. I am a Lord of Light. I am also an Archangel. And as an Archangel, I gift you with this shield of light, this shield of light that surrounds you, that with every choice you make, every step you take forward, you step forward with courage. There is nothing to fear. No matter where you stand, where your eyes travel to, my shield will always be in front of you. And within my light, within my love, I hold that vibration that you may stand within your I Am presence. Stand in courage. Stand in your truth. Stand in your self-love. For as you stand in love, all of the emotional baggage, the emotional pollution will sift away. The mental blocks that you've created will decompartmentalize so that you may heal those aspects that have been put into the wrong order. We have much work to do together, my friends. Thank you for receiving me this night. Thank you for connecting your heart to mine. From this moment forward, we stand heart to heart and soul to soul. Thank you for inviting me to be part of your journey. I am Michael. Would you simply breathe in that vibration? A beautiful gift that Michael just bestowed for you, for me. And if you are able, allow your eyelids to open and continue your drawing. See if there's something else now that you can add to your drawing. Again, would you anchor in for yourself where Michael stands with you? Is he in front of you? Behind you? On your left, on your right? Allow your eyelids to close one more time. If you need, you can finish your drawing again when we are complete. Would you thank Michael? And would you allow him to thank you? And if you like, you can go give him a hug. Totally loves doing the hug thing. And he says, no, the shield will not get in the way. Great visuals, whoever sent that to me. It was lovely. So allow Michael just to take a step back. Bring your awareness back to the room that you're in because you do have homework. So you do need to find your journal again just so you know what it looks like. And Michael is asking that you are with him for 10 to 15 minutes daily. And how he's looking for that is that you are writing in your journal daily for 10 to 15 minutes in communication with him. So ways that you can do that is to call him forth to stand in front of you, reintroduce yourself if you need to, and have a conversation with him. just like you would if we're having tea. How was your day? What did you do today? How have you showed up for each other today? Talk about all your fun things with each other. If you're asking him a question, sit in silence, wait for the answer, and write out. But he's just looking for you to communicate with him for 10 to 15 minutes a day. And yes, you're welcome to be in communication for longer than that, but definitely a minimum of 10 to 15 minutes. So take a moment to write down your homework if you need to, because we don't want you to forget that you have homework. Play with him often. In fact, a really lovely thing is tonight before you go to bed is to re-say hello and to go into your sleep space with him. That would be lovely. The other thing I would encourage you to do in your daily journaling is to, how do you know that you're in communication with Michael? How is he letting you know? Are you seeing license plates or shirts that say Michael everywhere? Are you seeing feathers everywhere? In one of the gals that was in the last class that we taught here, she said she'd go to work and open her desk drawers and there would be feathers everywhere, which is lovely, absolutely lovely. In fact, I walked into my bedroom and there were 3 feathers in there, and I have nothing in my room that would give me feathers, right? So it's like, huh, Michael, playing around. Him and the fairies, they like to leave little feathers in my house. If you have questions, please do email me. And also email me with your, why are you here and what do you want to get out of the class? I would like you to, in addition to Michael's work, is to share with someone what your experiences were tonight. So if you would like to call a friend who loves to play with angels, or, again, you can connect with me, but share with someone your experience of Michael tonight. And the reason I say that is because the more you share, the more you'll anchor him into your awareness. With that, I'm going to bring our class to a close. Keep your crowns at crystal blue, and please meet at crystal blue when you come back next week. If you can stay at crystal blue all week, that would be lovely. But definitely before you dial in next Monday night, come in crystal blue so that we can meet right here in the same beautiful energy where you have an infinity loop connected between your heart and Michael's heart. With that, I will say blessings. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Have a great evening. I will get this recording out to you within the next half hour. Good evening, everyone.